Good morning, folks. I hope you're all doing well and having a lovely Sunday. Sunday, lovely Sunday. Anyhow, I noticed in my church bulletin for the upcoming service that we are going to sing a hymn which has been much beloved by me since I was 5 years old. I sang it both at school and at church. For some reason, my mother, who was not religious at all, took it into her head that it behooved me to attend church in the new town that we had just moved to when I was five. So off I went. Now, it could be that my grandmother, who was actually quite religious in her way, talked her into it a bit. Grandma was very firm in her beliefs, but she was also very gentle about her approach. So she might have just taken Mum aside and said, look, I think it would be really good for Shannon to go to church and Sunday school because she might learn some things. I'm not actually sure whose idea it was, but anyhow, my poor mother, I feel so sorry for her even to this day, got roped into teaching Sunday school, and it was the last thing she ever wanted to do. I think what happened was some Sunday school teachers came to her and said, look, we're having some issues because we're not sure how to teach your child due to her blindness. And my mom said, okay, fine, I'll come in and sit in on a few classes and help you. And then poor lady, she ended up taking over the whole job. Now, her Christian theology, or knowledge thereof, was limited at best. So as I recall, we ended up doing mostly crafts during Sunday school. I don't remember her ever telling any Bible stories. Now, there was another lady who would come in and teach from time to time. Her name was Myrna, and she did give us Bible stories, but from my mother? I never remember them. However, we did make a really lovely Noah's Ark with some of the animals. And there was something about Moses that we did. What was it now? Oh, I remember. Oh my gosh. It was baby Moses in a basket in the bulrushes. I used to love that story, so I was so happy when we got to do that in crafts. Oh, wow. Sorry, nostalgia. Sometimes it hits me like a battering ram. Anyhow. So, onto this hymn. We don't sing it nearly enough at the church that I go to now. We're too busy singing silly things like Savior, Teach Me Day by Day, and Jesus, Friend of Little Children, and Who is on the Lord's Side?
We are on the Lord's side, Savior, we are thine.
Bleh! Sorry. No, I don't actually intend on singing like that later on. I just don't like that hymn. It's just too simplistic for me. But actually, we do sing some really lovely things from time to time. Like, last week we sang Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. And sometimes we sing Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, which is a really beautiful grand hymn. And sometimes we sing For All the Saints, which is another fast favorite of mine. And, what's that hymn with the line at the end that goes, One Church, One Faith, One Lord? I should know. Bloody Nora, we sing it enough. But I can't think what the actual hymn is called now. I like that one too. So we know, actually, we do sing some really good things. It's just that we don't sing the one I'm thinking of as often as I would like. Now, my love of this hymn has kind of been supplanted by another, that being Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning. But the one I'm going to share will still hold a very dear place in my heart. When I was a child and I first heard it, I thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard. Now, unfortunately, I can't share my church's rendition of it with you because my Olympus, thanks to my ministrations, is now playing up horribly. I'm afraid I only have myself to blame. It's entirely my fault. I have smacked the thing around one too many times, I think. Not actually meaning to, mind you, but I am not the most graceful person in the world. I could actually write a book, Confessions of a First-Rate Klutz. But see, the mics extend from this recorder at kind of an odd angle, and they always seem to be getting in my way. And then also, I have very little room on my desk, so whenever I take the Olympus out of my computer's USB port, the back of the recorder skids across what little desk surface I have, and the right-hand mic smacks into my scanner. So whenever I try to record any loud music now, the mics cut in and out, and the music sounds hideous. Now, what you're going to get from me may sound equally hideous, because it's me at 8:30 in the morning. But I love this hymn so much that I'm going to try this anyway. Besides, I need the practice. I'm sure that anyone who attended a Protestant church or school will recognize this immediately. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, of love God and man the Son, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy and crown. Fair are the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, who makes the woeful heart to sing. Fair is the sunshine, fairer still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the angels heaven can boast. All fairest beauty, heavenly and earthly, wondrously Jesus is found in thee. None can be nearer, fairer or dearer than thou, my Savior, art to me. Beautiful Savior, Lord of all the nations, Son of God and Son of Man, glory and honor, praise and adoration, now and forevermore be thine. Well, folks, there you have it, warts and all. Hopefully I'll sing a little bit better than that come 10:30 this morning. But as I said, it's about 8:30, so I haven't quite warmed up yet. I'm a little bit froggy, frogified. Anyhow, I don't quite have the temerity, but I'd love to go up to my choir director and say, "Can we talk?" And then ask him to sing lovely hymns like that from now on rather than silly things. But no, I don't think I would ever be able to do that, even, you know, in the most timorous of ways, because he's a university professor of music and I am nothing. so I